This is WHYY. This weekend, residents of the area around Kensington and Philadelphia will be staging their own version of a play by William Shakespeare. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports the neighbors deconstructed Shakespeare's play Pericles to tell their own story of living in that neighborhood.
This idea comes from the theater company Shakespeare in Clark Park, which produces free outdoor plays in West Philadelphia. They're now helping other neighborhoods produce their own plays. This has been in the works for a while. 2 years ago, they recruited residents around Harriet Park, near Kensington, with the promise of giving them creative freedom and cash.
I'm not going to lie. They said it's going to be $500. I said, $500?
This is Mitchie Rivera. She's 17 and plays the lead role in Peril's Island. It's a version of Pericles.
And then at first I was like, oh yeah, I'm getting money. And then I was like, I actually really like it. Like, whether I got paid or not, it's a really good program and I really like it.
Instead of Prince Pericles visiting a string of kingdoms while sailing around the Mediterranean Ocean, this version is about a character, Peril, an amnesiac, who's trying to remember her own life. So she visits six abstracted memories, described through choreographed dance and pre-recorded audio conversations set to original music.
You got somewhere I can hide. They're looking for me.
Who is they?
What's your name? Are you going to help me or what?
Sure.
The action of this play involves the builders and the pirates. The builders build things and the pirates destroy things. But this is not a warfare between heroes and villains. They have complicated relationships and alliances between them. One of the performers is Monica Wright, who says this is the story of Kensington, a neighborhood burdened with a high crime rate and is seen as the epicenter of the city's opioid abuse crisis.
It reflects what we're going through right out here. I mean, are the addicted the bad guys? Am I a good guy? You don't know. You know what I'm saying? Are the cops the good guys?
Wright says she got involved in the play because they get to tell their story in a sweet and innocent way.
That's miraculous, because there's nothing sweet and innocent about here, but when I go to those rehearsals, like, we get the chance to be sweet and innocent in a crazy neighborhood.
Peril's Island will be performed for free tonight at 6 and again Saturday and Sunday evenings at 6, but check the Shakespeare in Clark Park website for changes due to heat or rain. Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.